My favorite part about my job.
And so my favorite part of the job.
The best part about my job.
The best part about my job.
Best part of my job.
The best part of my job.
Best part of my job.
Best part of my job.
Best part about my job.
Best part
of my
job. Best parts about my job.
The best part about my job.
Hey, this is Lars, and you're listening to the Best Part About My Job podcast. I'm excited to bring this new format that we're going to be launching in July of 2015. But as we work on that, I do want to actually bring to light some of the unpublished clips from the original format of Best Part. And for those of you that have been following the podcast, Best Part About My Job started as a series of audio clips of people in different fields answering the question, what's the best part about my job? And the new show is going to be a longer form format. It's going to be more of an interactive interview style. And so what I wanted to do is actually compile all of the audio that we've captured for the kind of quick hit original format and put those together in the form of a clip show that I'm sharing. I know it's pretty rare to launch a show with a clip show, but I guess that's what we're doing here. So there's a lot of great wisdom here from folks that I've worked with or I really admire, people like Ambrosia Vertesi and Lawyer Rudiman and Chris Hoyt, Craig Fisher, Jerry Crispin, Matt Charney, Jason Seiden, Kyle Lagunas, many more. So I want to make sure that I can kind of package all of their wisdom together to share, and I felt like that's going to be a great lead-in to the longer form new format. So without any ado, I bring you the Best Part Soundbite clip show.
My name is JJ Owen. I am the head of business and community engagement for the Movember Foundation in the U.S., the leading global charity dedicated to changing the face of men's health all through the power of the mustache. And the best part about my job is hands down the people I get to interact with on a daily basis. From an internal perspective, I get to wake up every day and come into an amazing office full of incredibly smart and very talented individuals. And this is across the board. The team dynamic doesn't start and stop in the U.S., but it is truly a global phenomenon. Even more impressive is the wide array of interactions that we have internally, running strategy sessions, breaking down analytics, discussing the strong correlation between the growth of a mustache and the advancement of one's dance skills. Conversations seem to run the gamut here, which is amazing. From an external perspective, the interactions I have with the community never cease to amaze me. The beauty of Movember is that you get so many varied explanations of why someone decided to get involved with Movember and rock their mustache for the first time. Some people just wanted to have a good time with charity. Others always wanted to grow a mustache, I guess, but needed the validation of the Movember cause to legitimize their upper lip. And in some cases, a very heartfelt sentiment is shared as someone explains that their mustache is in honor of personal struggle or that of a close friend or family member. All in all, it always comes back to the people, and they are most definitely the best part about my job. Oh, and I get to sport a pretty serious ginger mustache year-round.
Hey, Lars, thanks for the opportunity. My name is Doug Mitchell. I am a consultant and project manager for NPR, and I also teach a class at Georgetown University here in Washington, D.C. One of the best results of the work I do came in the mail, and I'll read from it. It says, Doug, what better way to celebrate a new job than by raiding the office supply closet for stationery? I just wanted to say thank you, the old-fashioned way, for being such a resource for this aspiring journalist. You are always available, whether it's by phone, Facebook, or even Twitter. I've only been here for a week, but I feel more strongly than ever I'm in the right place. And she signs her name. And, you know, it really doesn't get better than that.
Hi, my name is Matt Charney, and I am the executive editor for Recruiting Daily. The favorite part about my job is I think I'm one of the few people in the recruiting industry who doesn't have an agenda except to find interesting stories and interesting people. And so what that enables me to do is to not only go out there and have like honest conversations where I'm not trying to sell product or my company, but it also allows me to uncover the people who are doing interesting things out there and the people whose voices need to be amplified. And so my favorite part of the job is really taking the people who have kind of been heads down and really helping them to find their voice, tell their story, and ultimately help change the public perception not only of recruiting.
My name is Ambrosia Vertesi, and I'm the VP of Talent at Hootsuite. And my favorite part about my job is disrupting the status quo. I really like thinking of a different way to do things, a unique angle that maybe somebody hasn't thought about, or a risk we can take that still delivers business value, but puts people at the front of the solution. And so I spend a lot of time trying to nerd out on, okay, this is the framework that's been built. How can we think of things a little bit different? And how can we provide a unique experience to the people who join us, and ultimately kind of a legacy of change?
My name's Bill Borman. My job is being at Bill Borman. The best part about my job is that I don't have a job. I do stuff that I get paid for, which is how I describe it, and that I get paid for about 10% of what I do, and that's generated by the 90% of other stuff that I do that I don't get paid for. And I'm working on something which is absolutely a passion, which is to make recruiting better, and to do that through the true stuff. And the incredible thing about that is the support I get from so many people. Like, you know, Lars is one example of people who've been multiple events in multiple countries and turn up and just willing to share their knowledge and not expecting anything back in return, I think is great. And also the fact that I'm now able to look back over a number of years of running True, from the first True event kind of 6 years ago, and I can see people who've got careers, people who've launched products, companies that have been merged, investors, some serious companies who bought some serious technology and hired some serious people. And I would say that in some way, by providing the place and the reason for people to be together, we made that happen. And I love the startups I'm working with, because those guys are working on making recruiting better for everyone, and that's really what I'm driven by.
Hi, this is Brian Cheney, and I am the sourcing and employer brand lead for a company called Twilio. Twilio is a cloud communications company. It's a startup, which means that not everybody knows who we are, and that's part of what I love about my job, being able to not only be a matchmaker, help people describe the compelling things about the company, the experience, and the culture, but also the ability to be a bit of a translator and help people tell their own story better. And not just in a way that feels like War and Peace, but more like a 140 character tweet or movie trailer, something that lets people know that there's more in store and gets them interested. So those are the two things I love about my job in recruiting, is helping people tell their story just a little bit better.
My name is Chris Hoyt. I am the Director for Global Talent Engagement and Marketing at PepsiCo. And the best part of my job is that I get to play in our space in a way that I think not a lot of people have the privilege to do. And that's, I really get to push the boundaries of what our technology does and what our vendors can provide for us in order to try to help remove the friction from the recruiting process, make our recruiters' jobs a little easier, and help to make them more efficient. And I am fortunate enough to work with probably some of the smartest recruiters in the space. So I wouldn't have it any other way.
Hey, this is Craig Fisher. I am the CEO of TalentNet. And the best part of my job is that I get to collaborate with all my friends and work with some really smart and hilarious people on a regular basis. I've sort of made up my own job, and I do a number of different things in order to pay the rent, but I get to do it with the people that I want to do it with. I get to see what's cool inside lots of different companies, because I do consulting. And really, I've made my day job my dream job, and which is having fun, learning cool stuff, and working with cool people.
Hey, this is Jason Seiden, CEO of BrandAmper, and the best part of my job is the people that I get to interact with every single day, both in my company and out of my company in the industry with our clients and prospects and partners. I've been in this industry for a long time, and I feel like we're at a point now where the technologies have evolved to a point where we can make good on the promise of a better future. And to see people rally around what we're doing, and to be able to integrate in and rally around what some other really innovative people are doing, and to see everybody just coming together to build a better future, it's inspiring, and it gets me out of bed every day.
My name is Kyle Lagunas. I'm the talent acquisition analyst at Brandon Hall Group. And the best part about my job is I get to enlighten people in how talent acquisition is changing and how some of the best hiring organizations are engaging with talent and tackling talent shortages. I get to talk to some of the best recruiters in the industry and learn from them and find out what they're struggling with. And then I get to bring that back to our clients and our community and help them to level up the conversation, but also take action to evolve their practice to keep up with the changing times.
Hello, everyone. My name is Lori Rudeman. I am the founder of a company called LFR Inc. The best part about my job is that I do what I want, when I want. I'm a writer, I'm a speaker, I'm a human resources consultant, but nobody really knows me for any of that. What they know me for is kind of weird. I'm a famous blogger. I can't believe those words just came out of my mouth. Back when I was in college, there was one path for someone with an English degree, and that was graduate school. But I was broke, I had huge student loans, and I couldn't afford it, and nobody really came to me with great career options. The internet was a thing, but it was still kind of young, and nobody was looking for a social media manager or a ninja or a content marketing strategist guru. So I wound up working as a recruiter, and then I wound up in human resources, and I did it for a lot of years. But I really hated my job. I don't like people telling me what to do, especially stupid HR people. And I was good at two things, writing and wasting a ton of time on the internet. So I saved up some money, and when I had a chance, I jumped into a career in writing and speaking. And I always fall back on my experience in human resources. And it's especially helpful on my blog because it gives my stories a skeleton. So even when it's not about me, when I'm genuinely teaching others how to be better at HR, when I'm speaking at a conference, when I'm writing about employee engagement or whatever, it's still always about me. That's the core of my business. And all of this blogging stuff, it's a blessing and sometimes a bit of a curse. It's tough to explain. I'm very lucky to be a writer and a speaker, and I don't mind saying that I'm a reluctant human resources consultant, but I love to blog. And I'm not ashamed to say that I founded my own company because I am my own woman, and I don't want to be hassled by anybody. So the best part about my job is that I do what I want, when I want it, on demand, and without apology.
My name is Olivier Lambel. I am a born French and adopted Aussie for the past 16 years. Depending on the time of the day, I call myself either a talent tweaker because of the fine-tuning, tinkering, and exploring aspect of my trade, or HR punk because I believe in positive disruption and in challenging the status quo. I have a real passion for crafting, developing, and implementing progressive, innovative, and out-of-the-box talent and culture initiatives, particularly within growing ecosystems and tech startups. Why? Well, probably because they have built their foundations on positive disruption and on making a difference in their people's life through their creativity. You see, for me, it's all about providing opportunities for people, so for you, to function as human beings rather than resources. Understanding what makes you tick and what makes you unique at what you do, helping you to reach your full potential. We are all unique, one of a kind, colorful, and we are all united by our uniqueness. So let's celebrate it. So the best part about my job? It's you. Helping you to grow, develop, transform, and change. Becoming the one you were born to be. Inspire and inspired. Ubuntu, everybody. I am thanks to you.
Hi, my name is Rob Garcia. I'm the co-founder and chief product officer at ConnectUp.com. And I want to tell you a little bit about what I love about my job and the position of being a product manager and an entrepreneur in the space. There's a couple of things, but primarily I love having the opportunity to engage with users and try different technologies, incorporate those technologies into building innovative, disruptive products. It's what drives me. It's my passion. It's being able to be in front of users, seeing how they engage, trying different things, testing different product features, looking at what the best practices are out there, and seeing how people engage, and you know, do people like it, they don't like it, do they see value in it, do they find value in the products and the features that we put in front of them. But primarily, at the end of the day, what really drives that passion is disrupting a space, just being able to create innovative technologies that changes the way people do things, whether it is in recruiting, whether it is in social media, or any other space where as a product manager you can engage and try to build new technologies. That's really the ultimate kind of driver of the passion that comes from the heart of a product manager.
Hi, my name is Robin Schooling. I'm an HR consultant and advisor to HR teams, run my own business called Silver Zebras after 25 years of working in corporate HR and corporate recruiting. And the best part of my job is having the overall focus of making organizations better by making HR better. And I have the ability to work with not just business owners and CEOs and leaders, but also with HR teams and HR professionals, and help them think through their philosophies, their strategies, and help them make the move to better aligning their HR functions, processes, and strategic thinking so that they enjoy what they're doing, as well as giving them the opportunity to have an impact in their organizations.
Hey, this is John Blastolica with Recruiting Toolbox. What's the best part of my job? I crave learning. I crave community, being part of a community, making an impact. And so as the head of a consulting and training firm, the job that I have now is a perfect fit for me. I get to share with and learn from amazing people at companies all over the globe. One of the things we get to do is help the people that build the companies that they're working at. And so learning their businesses, working with people that are really trying to build something better, that's fantastic. One of the things that I love about our job is learning about what their challenges are, their pain points, learning about the business context, what makes it hard to recruit in that region for that skill set, for that functional area against that competitor, and then tailoring a solution, whether it's training or some kind of consulting project, to what they really need. That's really the fun part of the puzzle, if you will, is figuring out what they really need. We know that companies we've worked with, like, you know, Nestle is different than Nike, and Google's not Groupon, and TripAdvisor is not Target. But playing some sort of role, whether even if it's a small one, in helping the talent acquisition leader win in their jobs, getting the strategy they're working on bought off on and deployed, helping recruiters and sourcers, you know, find the talent they're looking for and playing a talent advisor role, or helping hiring managers win in their jobs and raising the bar and getting the right talent into their teams, that's awesome. And then selfishly, I travel a lot, and travel's not always awesome, but I have been able to see the world as part of my job. I've been from Beijing to Boston, Calgary to Copenhagen, all over the place, and I pinch myself sometimes because of what I get to do and where I get to do it. I've got a great team I've assembled, really proud of the team we have, and as an entrepreneur, I love to build, I love to put things into practice. I'm not just a theoretical guy, so I feel very fortunate that I get to work with so many great people, and I'm trusted and allowed to kind of help them do their jobs and really put things into practice that are going to make a difference. So for me, that's why I love my job.
This is Marvin Smith, and I'm with Lockheed Martin. I work on a strategic talent sourcing team and function as the community strategist for those talent communities that we're building. I think the best thing about my job is the variety of opportunities that I have to work on different things. For example, I sit on a social media committee that's enterprise-wide and looks at the ways talent acquisition can better integrate the social media into our talent process. I work on strategic talent pipelines for key segments of talent that we look at from an enterprise. There are four or five that are really critical to us long term, and I work with my colleagues on that. I work, as I indicated, as a strategist for talent communities, and am standing up a military community called Military Connect, a diversity and inclusion community, and a cybersecurity professional community aimed at that particular profession. I also get to work on candidate experience, both from an internal perspective and how we're meeting their needs and how we're better engaging those people over time, but also the external, the Candy Awards, which our organization has won the last couple of years. I'm a thought partner on our talent acquisition strategy for certain groups of professionals that we attract to Lockheed Martin. And I think finally, I get to work in the HR technology area. I work on different initiatives like the community platform that we're using to build our talent communities. I get to work on a content management system that we're using to find content and curate it for the different segments of talent that we're building here at Lockheed Martin. I was part of a team that brought in a recruitment marketing platform and a new CRM that's kind of changing how we engage people over time. And finally, I get to look at different tools that we would use in talent sourcing that would fit into our ecosystem and as part of a greater HR technology strategy that we would be adopting here at Lockheed Martin. You know, honestly, it's the kind of job that I pinch myself every once in a while and say, is this really true that I have a job like this?
When Lars asked me what the best part of my job was, I think my gut reaction was to go to something in a tactical sense of what the best part of my job was. As I thought about it a little bit more, I realized that the best part is that I get to keep learning each day. In recruiting as a whole, there's a lot of repetition of process, but there's also great opportunity for us to infuse creativity into what we do every day. I get to play around and figure out what works and what doesn't work. We've got a great opportunity right now with the age of technology that we live in. Information holds tons of power. I love that I get to learn and share with others, both inside my company and from people who are peers in the field. You know, we're going through a great evolution in talent acquisition right now, and I love that my job gives me the chance to play a role in that. We sit at the crossroads between, you know, the technology and services that are available in the marketplace, the people who possess the skills to use that technology, and the companies that depend on being able to have both of those in order to be able to do what's going to be best for their organization. So when I think about it, it's that opportunity to keep evolving and keep transforming. It really keeps things interesting, and it's by and far the best part about my job.
Hi there, I'm Stacy Zapar, founder of Tenfold. I do training and consulting to help recruiting teams with their employer branding, social recruiting, and sourcing strategies. And I really love my job. Many of you have heard me say this before, but it's still 100% true, so I'll repeat it again. But if I won the lottery tomorrow, I would wake up and do the exact same thing I do every day. I would just be driving a slightly nicer car. But to boil it down, the best parts about my job are, number one, I get to work from home in San Diego, set my own hours, and be there for my kids. If you're a parent or if you ever plan to be, then this career path is a great option. Number two, I get to travel all around the world, speaking at events, visiting client sites, meeting industry folks in real life. Growing up in a little farm town in Maryland, I never expected that in my future. Number three, I get to work with amazing clients with amazing brands and help get the word out about how great these companies really are. It's super fun to tell these stories, and there's so much opportunity to be creative. It's never dull or repetitive for one second. And last but not least, I get to share my passion and help recruiters be better at their jobs. I get to see those light bulbs go off every day. And when people are good at what they do, they enjoy it more. So that's a pretty good feeling to know that you're a part of that. Anyway, I could go on all day, but in a nutshell, that's it. Thank you guys. Feel free to reach out if you have any questions or want to know more.
There you have it. That's a wrap to our episode one. Let's call it episode 0.5, but the clips show the highlights of the first version of The Best Part About My Job. And I want to thank everybody who contributed their own story, and really looking forward to going deeper in the next phase of the podcast. So look for us. We'll be coming out in early July, and we'll see you then.